Blog Talk Radio.
My name Wale, and I'm a Virgo. Look. Special occasion. Yeah, I put that Mac down,
Work.
She put that Mac on.
Yeah.
That mean I got more game than that Capcom.
Work.
I applaud her,
yeah.
I take my hat off. I give her good wood, she gon' be hacksaw. Get him duggin', Margiela, every color.
Work.
This loving, you get your groove, so stellar.
Work.
Stellar, and you ain't even gotta ask. Might not be your first, but I'm better than your last.
Better than do we make a fella spend money that he don't got. Cause it's that hot, better be good.
You better be good.
Yeah.
You better
if I'ma get it, too damn. Show enough, keep a man at home when I put it on. You better be good.
You better be good.
Yeah. If I'ma get it,
Lord have mercy, keep you thirsty.
I'ma need you to prove you're worthy.
Uh-huh.
You won't find another like this. 'Cause I know that you know what to do with it. See, baby, what I got, one and only.
Okay.
And if you want this love, come and show me.
Okay.
But you gotta be good.
I'ma
get it, whoa, can't tell me no. When I put on a show, anything I ask for, you better.
Welcome to The Code. I am your host, the Iman Jade. I have my co-hosts on the line, Medisa and Taylor. Hey, girls. How y'all doing?
Hey,
y'all.
Hey.
How's everybody doing?
I'm here amongst the people. Like, I'm here.
Yes. Like, I'm surviving.
I think that's a
woman. Yeah,
called.
Really.
Like, we're just how? Here.
Y'all, I'm just
yeah.
Think emotionally I've been all over the place. Like, there's so much happening. Yay.
I don't even think I'm at an emotional place. I am fed up. That's where I am. I'm very much fed up. That's where I'm at. I'm just fed up. Like,
yeah.
I understand that a lot of this was like, well, not a lot of it. I understand that all of this is just plopped in our laps. And I feel like my school district did a disservice to these children. And at this point, even if they do open up school, I'm not even sure I feel comfortable sending my children back to them, because this was like they started virtual classes this week. I was just now this morning able to log my children in to do their work. So now I have a week's worth of work to do for three different little people in three different schools, because for some reason, the technology teachers could not figure out what to do. I am not comfortable with you teaching my children anything about computers because you couldn't even figure out how to set up Google Classroom.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
And the teachers and the little app that we use, which is Class Dojo, I am uncomfortable with that because you ask the teachers a question and I asked the question on Monday. I got an answer on Thursday.
Yikes.
But you managed to send me 50,000 messages about my daughter doing her work. My daughter can't do her work because I have a question, because she can't log in because the information you gave me was wrong. The website you gave me sent me to the Board of Education website. Now, I'm not saying that I work for Google. However, I do know that if you need to go to a website, you need to have the website address properly. You need to have it in order to get to the website. So don't ask me why she didn't log in and do her work yet if you can't even figure out the damn site that she's supposed to be on to begin with. And I have an issue with that line of talking in the first place, because that's how you send messages back and forth, and they get misconstrued. Because you using exclamation points and capital letters and everything else, that sends to me that you want to fight.
You got a whole attitude.
Exactly. But here's the problem. And I've been more than fair, because I understand this was literally thrown in everybody's lap. I wasn't expecting for, you know, when I got up on Tuesday, because they were out of school Monday, I wasn't expecting to get up Tuesday and everything was going to be working. I understood there were going to be questions and kinks and everything else, but it's Friday. You gave the children the day off so you could prepare and get this together, and you just now got it together. So now I have to spend my weekend catching up on work that should have already been done throughout the week, because no one could figure out the difference between dots and X. Like, it was just ridiculous. And I personally am very upset with my school district, the lack of communication. And if they do go back to school, I honestly don't feel comfortable with sending my children back there. I'd rather just teach them at home.
Yeah, I get it.
Because it was just out of control. Like, you just and no one can give you an answer. No one can answer the phone. It's just like, you know, what? But you're sending messages about making sure that they're getting their work done at 7, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
I would love for them to. And then you give me this schedule. Like, she's supposed to be in this class at this time. This one's like, excuse me, I have three different children who all have different schedules. So no, Azriel is not going to do gym from 10:15 to 10:25 or whatever the case may be, because I have to do something else. Okay, I will let her run around in the living room at 2 o'clock. How about that? You can watch her at 2 o'clock, run around my living room.
Wow.
Well, you just need to make sure they keep up with their assignments. You know what, ma'am? Say that to my face. Say it to my face. Come on. Come say it to my face. Tell me again what I need to do. Tell me to my face. I don't understand. Come here and tell me in my face.
So let me see if I got this straight.
Go ahead.
They have set up the tele-teaching option, so you're able to go to class on your computer. And is there, like, certain times that they're telling you they have to do certain work? Is that what they're telling you?
Yes.
So that they can do them together as a class, correct?
I'm not even sure. I have no idea, because parents are still confused about how to log in. So there are some parents that can't even do it.
So there are some parents that can do it and some parents that can't do it, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Could that just lead to dumbass parents?
It could very well lead to dumbass parents. But most of it is from the district, because they had to give out the children's, what it was that they had lunch numbers and things, and they had to go to this specific site to log in. The problem was is that the site that they were giving us was not taking us to the site where they needed to be. I know a couple of parents where their kids' lunch numbers were wrong. The information was wrong. At one point, nobody could log in because you had to use a district computer. Being that they sent the children home without district computers, it was basically you're not an administrator and you can't use it. So that was the excuse on Tuesday. They tried to fix that on Wednesday. And then Thursday, the new one was that some of the children's lunch numbers were wrong. So then they had to go and fix that. So this morning, they finally
waving my hand. I'm confused again
Mm-hmm.
Are they giving them fucking electronic lunch? What the fuck does your lunch number have to do with fucking logging into a computer? I'm fucking confused. Is this the fucking Jetson?
That's how the district did it. See what I'm saying? Yes, that's how they did it. They have to use their lunch numbers.
What?
But what if I don't get fucking free lunch? What if I bring my lunch? Do I still get a lunch number?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I don't know. Beats the shit out of me. I don't know. But then they like.
What if I'm
and
like one of
the
retarded children and they don't allow us to eat lunch with everybody else? We eat lunch in our class with our helmets on.
You're going to hell.
Like,
where are you going to hell?
No, I'm saying, do they get numbers too? Do they numbers have letters on them?
My
I don't know.
God.
How does that work?
No. But here, like, so they just sent the email and they said, this is what you do.
So
you go
just,
to this site.
So we just
you use the kids.
Over the fact that you just. I can't. You're going to hell.
And you know what? At this point, I completely understand what you're trying to say. They give every. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that they give everyone a lunch number. So what they did was they gave them a lunch number and they had to go to the site. They go to the site.
Wait, I'm sorry. Again, I apologize. Everybody also has a fucking social security number, correct?
Yes.
And the parents were there for the social security part of their whole life, right?
Yes.
And as a parent, I don't give a fuck about your lunch number. I don't give a good fucking fuck. If I have multiple children, I'm not remembering two of these fucking eight-digit numbers. That's not fucking happening. You know how many numbers I got in my head? Nigga, why y'all just can't use their social?
Oh, well, that would be smart.
That's
not the way the district set it up. So they sent us an email stating that this is the procedure you go through to get to the classes. So your child should know their lunch number. Excuse me. My child does not know his lunch number. You want to know why? Because my son is six. he don't remember a six, like a six-digit number.
Wait. How long is the lunch number? How many digits?
Wait.
It's like six or seven.
This nigga got to remember a phone number.
Address.
The fuck
that's not his.
Name.
Yeah.
That's not his,
he
right.
He got them all his extra stuff. But look, so what they come up and ask them, like, inmate numbers, this is inmate 7657. Like, come on now.
It's ridiculous. And then you try to talk to the
teachers. You try to ask questions.
Stop.
I think Medisa just fucking hit on something.
Yeah.
I think she just fucking hit on something. I think y'all need to listen to what she just said. Oh, that
no,
do say was
blown,
hard
I
going
said,
down
that was
my
the first
throat.
Thing I said.
Excuse me. But I'm listen, I've been ding, ding, ding. That lady out there in
so
the motherfucking
they,
desert
yeah,
know what
yeah,
she's talking about.
Yeah, like, so who am I? You know, okay, yeah. What's your number? You know, inmate 7164721. So you teaching, you programming them. You're programming them at a young age, right?
I've been telling motherfuckers all along, all this shit right here is a dress rehearsal. This is a dress rehearsal. When they fucking come out, when they want to get niggas popping, they go back, remember what we did during the corona? Do that shit again. This is a dress rehearsal. I'm telling y'all. Y'all motherfuckers are getting scared. Y'all better go get y'all guns.
I got mine. It's loaded.
I don't have to go get one. We have three. We're fine.
Well, nigga.
Right in here to load it. Shotgun.
I ain't
loaded.
Mad at none of y'all. Get it popping.
Mm-mm. And everyone that is of age is well trained with it. So we are A-okay. That was the first thing we did. We went and got that from where it was previously at. Then we went to the
For me, this is a tough, like I'm kind of like, I'm dealing with this on two different levels, right? On a personal level, I feel like some of this is just ridiculousness. Like some of the things that people are doing. Why do you gotta have all the toilet paper? Does this virus make you have the shits? I mean, that's what I didn't understand. I was like, what's the issue? Then it's like, okay, y'all going in here and we went to the store the other day to buy, so he makes this really good like navy bean soup. Like it's really good. So we go to the store. Just to get
that
some
sounds
damn
good.
Food. Yeah, it's really, oh my God, it's big. It's really good.
That sounds good. Ooh.
I think he said he got it from the Nation of Islam. But anywho, I'll talk about that later. But it's really good. So we go to the grocery store to pick up the beans, you know, the stuff that we need. Y'all, it ain't no beans. It ain't no rice. It's not, there's no meat. There is no, I mean, they have a quantity limit on milk and it's none. There's no eggs. Like, and I'm sitting there thinking to myself, like, do these people think the world is coming to an end? I don't understand hoarding food. Like, buy what you need for that, you know, does everybody have a family of 20? You understand what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make sense.
I mean,
if
people are telling you that they're going to lock you down for 14 days and you got to have 14 days worth of food, I kind of get that more than I get fucking 8,000 rolls of toilet paper. That I don't get. I don't get the toilet paper shit.
But listen, does 14 days worth of food mean you go in and you take 10 packs of ground beef, 10 packs of chicken? Like, you understand what I'm saying? It's hoarding at that point. So I was feeling some kind of
nigga,
like,
maybe it does mean that. Maybe it does mean
okay,
that. You
well,
don't know how much I
okay.
fucking
eat. I was very confused from the beginning because when they said that this thing was spreading, the first thing that went in my supermarket was the toilet paper. But when we
and
went,
right.
there was plenty
that.
Of food. So
and
I was
water.
Confused as to
first.
Why...
Yeah.
Like, why there was no toilet paper and paper towels, but there was still food.
Well,
and I'm
right.
just from what I know about my own personal body, I need the food to use the toilet paper.
Thank you.
So
Thank
I'm not
you.
Sure about anybody else.
I'm
just speaking for me. I need
right.
the food to use the toilet paper. So I'm more concerned about making sure I have something to eat. Rather than having 355,000 rolls of toilet paper, it's
Thank
just
you.
Me.
Right.
It just makes sense
yeah.
to me
and
that
and
way
I,
instead
I,
of the other way.
I get that there are people that are, you know, there's always going to be people that overreact. There's always going to be people that underreact.
Right.
So where I was going with this is that I'm torn because on one level, as just like a human and like, a normal, everyday, like, sane person, I'm thinking to myself, the logic behind, I'm a logical thinker, right? So the logic behind some of this is just completely, I'm baffled. Like, I'm irritated, I'm baffled. I'm like, y'all getting on my nerves. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, I got mad today because I couldn't go to the, I went to the bank, and I couldn't go, I'm like, I can't go to the drive-up teller. I mean, I understand y'all closing the branches, but damn, why y'all got to close the drive-through? But then everybody's like, oh, well, you know, it could be transmitted on money. I'm just like, yeah, this is too much. So
right? So you have me as just an everyday average person who's irritated because it's just too much. But then you have me on the other side of this where I work in healthcare. I'm a healthcare professional, right? I've been in healthcare. So I've been on the front lines where I'm actually caring for people, right? And then I'm on the other side of it. You know, I'm telling people how to handle their benefits, you know, how does my insurance, you know, what am I supposed to do? So, y'all, I just literally went back to work from my accident on Monday. Go back to work, and they're like, we're going home. Y'all, you be sending y'all home. So I'm irritated by that because I'm like, I'm just coming back into the office. Now y'all telling me we're going to go home, but I'm kind of happy because I'm still dealing with some fallout because of the accident. So I'm like, okay, you know, it may be more comfortable for me to be at home. No problem. So So today was an extremely, just an emotional day for me from a healthcare standpoint. Because I'm talking to people. Seemed like every call I got today was somebody in California. And California is on a forced lockdown. Like, they can't, to the point where they have, in certain areas, activated the National Guard to basically say, okay,
yes,
outbreak. Like, don't come out of your house. Like, outbreak. Like, I feel like I'm living in an outbreak right now in that movie. You know what I mean? Like, don't come out of your house. Don't do, you know, so I'm listening to these people call in and talk about they're fearful, right? A, because they're still, while they know some things about this, there's a lot of things that are still unknown. And the one of the things I do understand from an epidemiology standpoint, right? Because of course, like I said, I got this healthcare background, so I'm like, my mind is like working, but then I'm just a person too. Like, what the
standpoint? This nigga using two big words back to back.
And my brain don't understand big words right now.
Epidemiologist standpoint.
So my
nigga, how many consonants is that back to back?
Well, anyway, so basically with this virus, right, to put it in a nutshell, the issue with this virus is that everybody's like, well, why is it just, it's just the flu with a little kick? It's a little bit worse than, well, A, that's kind of incorrect because it's not. It's a virus that is, they're calling it a novel virus because of the way that the virus is transmitted, so to speak, right? The way the genetic makeup of the virus, like most, we all have DNA, right? We all have DNA, we all have RNA. With most
I have unicorn blood.
Jesus, fix it.
So when I think, you know what I mean? So
fix
like, it. Like, it was broken down to me in a nutshell.
Fix
like,
it.
Okay, the issue with this is that this virus has a lot to do with, you know, it's the RNA part of it that's the issue because it's unstable, right? So it can quickly mutate, quickly change. They don't know what to do with it. And we're behind, basically, because nobody really took it serious at the beginning, you know, in some situations, we're kind of like behind the eight ball from a healthcare standpoint. So now everybody's freaking out because, you know what I mean, had they, you know, kind of paid attention to it when it first started out, you know, the outbreak happened in China, you know what I mean, like,
are you talking about how Captain Dumbass told everybody that it was a Democratic hoax? Is that what you're referring to?
All of it. All from the beginning.
I'm sorry.
Like,
I'm sorry. Okay.
No, yeah. Like, it's like you think about it. And then on this other level, then I have, like, I have a friend that I've been knowing for, like, a really long time just got diagnosed with it. Like, y'all, my age. I'm my age, and it messed her. Like, so I'm like, this, like, it's.
But
it's,
what does that,
you know,
mean that somebody got diagnosed with it? What the
listen,
fuck does that mean?
Of the
that,
fact, the issue,
whoa, but
the
listen,
reason why
tell me,
afraid,
shut up, nigga. Whoa, that's not nice.
The reason, no, I didn't say that. No, the reason you don't get afraid is because it's so.
She
erratic.
Gonna cut you
it's,
in a minute.
It's not stable. It's not stable.
No one should get,
you know,
like
what I mean? It can change rapidly, like quick.
The
like
fuck
you know
is
how
she talking
like,
about?
Look at the movie Outbreak. You remember the movie Outbreak when the damn monkey had that fucking virus?
This nigga went from Dr. Oz to Siskel and Ebert. What the fuck are we doing here?
No, listen.
You better
shut
stop. She is going to cut you. She's going to come to that home
not
you in a minute.
Outbreak, right, outbreak, CDC.
So look at the out, okay, like, right, so look at that, right? You remember how in that movie, you're just the devil, and I'm just not about to entertain you right now, just because I'm being real serious right now. I'm being real, real serious.
I'm listening. Them other two cutting
so you
okay, but
okay,
I'm listening.
Okay, so y'all remember...
So well, I guess what we're doing right now is we're talking about how this is affecting us all, right? Like, it affects Taylor's case, and her money is affecting you and your friend. We don't want to go off about the outbreak because I personally ain't seen the movie Outbreak, so I don't know what the fuck you about to start talking about. So
no, okay, so basically let me just explain it like this.
And she was about to go into
so
it again.
It,
the fuck?
In
see?
That movie.
Okay.
Just let me get the fuck what I'm trying to say and then we'll be done
okay,
with
it. Go for it. Okay, go. Go. I ain't going to understand what you're talking about.
I mean,
okay, go.
Taylor spoke her piece. Let me speak mine. That's all I'm saying. So, I'm sorry if I wasn't paying attention.
My bad. You still talking, Medisa?
Yo, you know
mine,
what?
Shut up.
Fuck everything. I'm done. You understand? This situation really does directly affect a lot of people. So I guess I now need to understand the movie Outbreak. So let her talk about the movie. Then I can talk about how it's affecting me.
I have nothing else to say. I am married. I have said everything I need to say tonight.
I told you she's going to get y'all. I said it. She's going to get y'all.
My mouth
I'm not.
No, seriously, though. All bullshit aside, I'm going to be 1,000% transparent when I say that I am not putting as much into the whole COVID-19 as a lot of people are, just because I'm seeing it as a what they call the red herring. All right, so I ain't really fucking with that. I'm looking at something I think is a bigger thing that's in effect right now. So I may make a few jokes and things of that nature, but I need you. First of all, I don't know who the fuck is at the club. You know what I'm saying? But all right, sure, let's party together. It's probably that heifer over there in the cackalacks. But I ain't said it out loud.
No, it's really not. It's really not because I'm still sitting in my hotel room. So, no, it's not me.
I apologize. My bad. But, yeah, Medisa, continue. By all means, you know what I'm saying? Educate us, please. Go ahead. Put your blah, 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 blah.
No, I'm done. I have nothing else to say about it. I am.
Girl, talk about the dang movie.
Talk about the movie. Cause I, like I said,
no,
I ain't
I'm
never
not.
Seen the movie, so I don't know what you're going to talk about. It's fine. I'd rather not. Someone else can have the floor. I'm sitting here drinking my drink and minding my business and keeping my mouth closed.
Oh, I fucking love you. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Y'all are so silly.
So, I don't know if you... Did I send a message to y'all? Oh, I don't know if I did. But currently, you all know, I am sitting in training in the aviation field. So, yeah, we're being sent home for 2 weeks. So, yeah, this is about to affect my money. Yes, I'm sick of people and they nasty asses not washing their goddamn hands. Yeah, that's where I'm at. So I'm sorry if people are not understanding that you could have prevented this. I also try to talk to my friend who's in China often because he's already been on a 60-day quarantine. Who is moving around?
I don't know. But that nigga about
I'm
to
sorry.
Get it.
I'm sorry. I'm putting away laundry. I'm sorry.
Okay. Nigga, put away mute
that?
Buttons too, nigga. How about that?
I was about to say,
okay.
Yeah, why are you over there muting a laundry room or something? Good God.
No. Okay. I'm sorry, guys.
This nigga over here putting away laundry. She been doing that shit for an hour, son. How much fucking laundry you got in your house, nigga? You possessed
First of all, see, this is where you need to shut the fuck up. Because I just started this. See what I'm saying? I just started about 10 minutes ago. So shut up.
But you have 10 minutes. Who got fucking 10 minutes worth of moving laundry? Who moves laundry? You know how much laundry you can move in 10 minutes, nigga?
I sat here and folded and separated the whole bag. Shut up, Ron.
Oh,
shut
now
up.
It's folded.
Shut
now
up.
It's folded. No, before it was just moving the shit. Before you were transporting it in the fucking shopping cart, now you folding it. Okay, you see how niggas be changing shit up? No doubt. It's me, though. It's me. I'm sorry. I'm a jerk.
Shut up.
I'm going to put the douce down. I'm going to put the douce down and back away from it. That's what I'm going to do right now.
Oh, that's what you're drinking tonight, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yo, I'm going to say something,
okay,
and I know it's inappropriate, but the Douce dick is better than the Hennessy dick, nigga. Oh, my God.
Hey, you ain't never lied about that. You ain't never lied about that. I can, yes,
don't nobody
yes.
care.
Don't nobody
nigga.
Care that you
did. Yes, indeed.
You too.
I was a
nobody
fucking
cares.
Superstar.
I won't mute you both. Ron. Nobody cares.
Ron. I agree with you.
Right. It's stellar.
Oh,
stellar.
Nigga. I'm just saying, I apologize if that's Tina Ma, but nigga, for those who don't know, now you
oh,
know,
I'm a
nigga.
Recipient of that, honey. Trust and believe.
Move accordingly. Yeah. Exactly.
Come
you're
out
going to get that nigga the $46 bottle of Hennessy, you better get him the fucking 58 bottle of fucking Douce.
Okay, go
right
to Total Wine.
Shit.
They still open.
I'm stupid. I'm sorry. My apologies. I interrupted. I have a bad habit of doing that. I'm going to stop. I apologize.
Oh,
<shit. laughs>
funny, funny.
Bam. So... I was talking to my friend who's been on a 60-day quarantine. He can't get on the internet. It's a whole bunch of stuff. So, but my thing is that people, why
whoa,
do you
what the
not
fuck
have
is,
to
whoa,
be told?
Whoa, can't get on the internet. Who the fuck is this? What is this? What did I miss?
He's in China. And, you know, China has, like, these ultimate firewalls that you can't get past. They don't allow you to use Facebook like that. You have to figure out a workaround. If you have a VPN, more than likely you can. But they do not allow you to use Messenger. The reason why is because they don't want
really?
Anybody else to know what all is going on. Yeah, I can't talk to my friend through Messenger. I have to use some other app to talk to him.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And so what people don't realize is that you could have prevented this. Yes. Can we still continue to prevent this? Yes. But these humans out here are still doing dumbass things, such as not washing their nasty-ass hands when they come out the bathroom, still walking around doggone airplanes with their shoes off and think they're going to the bathroom. Ma'am and sir, that is not water on the floor. That is piss. What is wrong with you?
Like, I have a question though.
Is
social isolation the key based on what your friend is telling you? Is social
well they've
or
been
social
in isolation for like 60 days. Well, he's a teacher and he's been teaching his kids via video chat. So now you realize that there's not as many cases being found in China. So something about the isolation is happening because you have to think about it. When you cough, and this is one of those respiratory and people coughing things, if you cough into the air, it stays in the air for 40 minutes.
Yeah, because the droplets are, and then it's on stuff, right? It's like any other respiratory thing.
It can live on the surface for 30 days, not for 30 days, for 3 days.
So that's why you
see this is the shit that's confusing me.
Cleaning.
The shit that's confusing me is if it's airborne and the shit can be breathed in and the shit can, you know what I'm saying, land on things that you don't know and you can just touch by accident. Then in reality, the washing the hands thing is helping who, how, and what percentage of help is it really doing?
Because it's slowing the spread of it down because you are practicing good hygiene with your hands. Because people touch everything. Like, you touch,
they touch everything, and you're constantly touching your face, and you're doing all of these things. So, if you're continuously washing your hands, you're preventing the portion of that spread. Now, you know, what's happening is that they no longer want you to congregate in bigger groups. That's why you see a lot of people now working at home. It's a lot of factors that go into it. But the one thing that we...
Not a nigga folding the TV now. A nigga folding the TV now.
Shut up, dummy. Ron, I'm sure you'll get a kick out of this because you, Ron, I'm sure
first
you'll get
of all,
a kick
that wasn't even me, smartass. That wasn't even me.
Oh, shit, I'm stupid. I got this one about to give me a lesson. This one's fucking defending. It wasn't even me.
Look, Ron.
I'm joking. Y'all niggas is crazy.
Because you say I live in hell and living in Arizona. So my son just reminded me that they say that the virus can live at 80, well, it dies at 86 degrees, so he's saying that next month Arizona will be safe because it'll be so hot in here.
Exactly.
Well, I'll use my flight benefits and come visit you in Arizona. How about that?
Huh? What you say?
I said I'll use my flight benefits and come visit you because I'm not doing this cold.
Nigga, you can't
so
even get on
one.
The plane to go. How you gonna use
actually,
your privileges
actually,
on a
yes,
fucking horse
can,
and buggy?
We're still flying. Hey, listen, we are still flying. You understand that? We're still flying. Our flights have been so limited like, to the point of there may be two or three people on the flight, but them planes are still going up in that air.
Oh, yeah, they ain't gonna take that money. That money got to still happen.
Wait
that's
a minute.
That's
wait
a
minute.
That's a month. Yeah.
So you telling me that they are flying full crews for four fucking passengers?
So let me tell
with
you,
the
on our plane,
crew 10 people.
With, on our plane, we have a small plane. It's only 50 people. So you only need one flight attendant for 50 people. So if there's three or four people
really?
On there, yeah, there's a pilot. Yeah, our planes are small. I'm not on mainline. So mainline has the bigger, you know, 737. We have a smaller jet.
Okay, so they might have two or three.
We have 50. You know, we have 50 seats. So if two people are scheduled to be on that flight, guess who has to be on that flight? The flight attendant, that pilot.
Wait, hold on. You telling me one flight attendant takes care of that whole 50, 60 people?
That's a badass
people.
Person.
It's one,
that's dope. 50 people.
One flight attendant to 50 people. And if anything over 50, there's two.
That's
so,
about some
I mean,
bullshit.
Technically, you... I guess technically, if you think about it, like, you know, you're not doing everything all the time. It's only certain times, like you go and pass out snacks or drinks or what. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like you constantly like dealing with everybody every moment, right? Like you have
how the
time.
Fuck you
you
know
to
if you're
out.
Dealing with everybody at every moment because you don't
you
know if everybody is gonna ask.
Shut your ass up. Have you ever flown on a plane and seen a flight attendant all the way, always in the seat, always in the aisles, walking?
I've never been on a flight and seen one flight attendant is what the fuck I'm saying,
well,
nigga.
Well, you must be flying
with smaller planes. No, what he's doing, he's probably flying somewhere like with Spirit or JetBlue. They do have bigger planes. They more than likely have two flight attendants. On the smaller jets, there's only one.
Did this nigga just call me poor? Said I flying only on Spirit or JetBlue? Nigga, I can't get a fucking Delta in my life?
Hey,
Did this nigga just call me fucking EBT flyer? What the fuck did she just say about me, son?
Yes, she did. She said your little budget ass fly spirit, bitch. Spirit. You don't even get a seat. You got to stand up and hold on. That's what she said.
Yo, this nigga been waiting for that. She been waiting to jump on some shit about me ever since she was folding those clothes.
Yes.
And she's a yup. She sure did say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she been waiting
she
to get your ass back. Yeah, she been waiting to get your ass back. She said, oh my God.
Well, it wasn't even me. It wasn't even me.
She been waiting to get your ass back. The whole entire time.
Wait, but that being said, she right. This nigga did just call me fucking poor. Said all he fucking
yes,
do is fucking JetBlue and motherfucking
said,
Spirit.
You dumb as fuck because you're going to say, did this nigga just say I fly EBT? I'm an EBT.
Now you peep how niggas be saying shit about you. You see how niggas be saying shit about you, but don't be trying to say shit about you, but the shit is clear what the fuck they trying to say?
But listen, wait a minute.
That's some bullshit.
Minute,
I thought we was better than that.
No, okay. Let me tell you something about them spirit stewardess. Let me tell you about them spirit flight attendants. When I used to work at the hotel, we had a deal with them. So when they had layovers at Newark Airport, they used to come to the hotel. When I tell you, they used to shut down the bar. They shut down the bar, and then they'd be like, oh, well, I'm leaving. I'm flying out tomorrow. What? Like, your bill
and
like $200.
What's that movie with Denzel? What's the movie with Denzel?
Yes. And they would always give us like little, they would tell us, you know, we get a discount for working there, flying with them. I'm sorry. I don't care if my plane ticket, I don't care if I'm going from here to Jamaica and my plane ticket is $2. You can't pay me to fly Spirit nothing. Okay. I'm not getting
yeah,
no Spirit
cool.
nothing.
Listen, Linda.
Mm-mm.
One, they're not supposed to be drinking like that if they got to fly out the next day. That's number one.
This
so,
nigga know all the
yeah.
fucking rules now. This nigga.
Oh, I know.
This
rules.
Nigga.
I
subsection
know
47 says you can only have 1.4 ounces of liquor for every 2 hours before flight time. This nigga.
That is not right.
This nigga
that
know all the fucking rules
but
now. See what I'm saying?
Shut up, you dumb ass. Like, you are so stupid. But listen.
But you heard how she said it, right? Nah. Don't feel like you ain't heard how she said it. She said, they not even supposed to be doing that. Like, what the fuck, nigga? We know this, nigga.
Leave her alone. She was just clarifying.
But Ron.
She was a subject
matter
expert.
Ron, when you went to Florida, Ronald, when you went to Florida, when did you fly?
Ronald. She put the AL.
When you went on your cruise. Mm-hmm. What airline?
First of all, I've gone
that's
on several.
That's exactly why
first
he's
of all,
calling.
I've
he
gone on
yet.
Several flights.
Just answer
to
the question,
Florida.
Sir. You got your ass
the
on
one,
JetBlue, didn't
the
you?
The specific one
JetBlue?
That she's talking
JetBlue?
About was, no, it wasn't JetBlue. It was on Spirit was
Spirit?
The one that she's talking about. And they fucked up my flight. Yes.
So that's why you're feeling some kind of way?
But that's not the only. That's not the only. First of all, this nigga will circle back around 45 minutes later to prove her point. Ronald, when you went to Florida for your no name, nigga. So don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Second of all,
Ron. Okay.
Who the fuck is?
So you wait. No. Raising my hand. So you say it. Did this nigga just say, I am poor and I fly EBT?
No, that's what I said. I said, this nigga saying I only fly. No, because I have never, if you want the truth, I've never flown JetBlue.
Ronald, you're lying.
No, I'm lying. Whoa, I'm not lying.
Because you...
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
So
never flown JetBlue. I've blown spirit before, and that was a fucking mistake.
Well, spirit,
but I got some, you know what I'm saying? Some real fucking itineraries on my motherfucking
travel
dossier.
You made a big fuss about it. Like, is this nigga, you know, even if you said only, I don't give a shit, but you made it like, oh, I would never fly EBT. That's as you called it, right? Nigga, you didn't fly EBT. Just admit it. You flown.
You know how many years ago that was? You know how many years ago that was?
It don't fucking matter. It don't fucking matter if you flown EBT, you flown EBT. That's just like somebody trying to say, oh, I was a hoe.
You know what?
Once upon a time I was a hoe.
I see this clearly too.
Not long ago.
You know what? I see this clearly too.
Once upon a time
you
was
waiting even longer than Taylor.
She's waiting on her moment, honey. She's trying to tell y'all about her outbreak, and y'all was up there playing, and she's trying to give you vitamin
permission. I've been waiting. I legit don't ever want to see that movie.
I had to prove my
so I'm not going to.
Oh shit, this nigga. Yo, you some fucking petty ass motherfucker. You waited all that time.
Absolutely. Nigga, you was an EBT flyer. How about that, my nigga? How about that, my nigga?
Oh shit. Oh shit.
EBT flyer.
Oh,
EBT flyer.
Oh shit, where the fuck is Dre when I need that nigga? Oh my god, what the fuck is going on?
He working 12. He can't say.
I ain't fucking. I ain't really want to answer.
Ronald.
You don't know what, Ronnie? Ronnie?
Listen, Ronnie.
All right. Can I keep it 100,000% real? Can I keep it 100,000% real? So. And I probably shouldn't be keeping 100,000%, but this is what we do.
Okay,
so
hold
on. Actually, No. I'm actually probably a little sillier than I probably should be because I've been drinking a lot today. Because today is my baby's birthday, but her mother won't let me get in contact with her. Is that some bullshit?
Yeah.
Can I fight her, please? We can fight,
but we're not going to. So I'm like, I've been trying to reach out.
She wouldn't even know who I am. She wouldn't even know who I am. I could just run up on her and just pop her. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
You stupid.
And
but
short,
that being said,
and
so,
I'm
so.
Fast.
But
damn.
I'm done with you. You said short and fast. I'm done.
Now I feel
but that
bad.
Being said,
I feel
that being
bad
said.
That I was fucking with you.
No. Please don't feel bad. Please. I'm a jerk.
Well,
normally.
Not like
I'm
that.
A jerk.
Not like pity. Not like pity, but like. Damn, that's fucked up because, you know, you love your baby and you're a good
it's
father.
It's that baby's
you know,
birthday.
Like,
and it's that.
And it's
wait
that baby's
minute.
Birthday.
My Marley Poon birthday is acting foolish.
She's feeling some kind of way. Like, it's just so she's feeling some kind of way because y'all not together?
I have no idea what it is, why it is, where it is. But, I don't know. I actually went over there to the house today and I ain't seen nobody there, so I'm hopefully they're out of town and something's, you know what I mean? I'm just hoping the best.
I'm hoping that she's just out of town.
Man,
so.
Yeah, me too. But oh, that's tough.
But anyway, that being said, I didn't mean to be a downer, but I know I can get the heat off of me.
Up.
Wait,
like,
I know I get the heat off of me if I make y'all niggas emotional. So now who we making fun of?
Oh no!
See.
You ain't shit. Taylor, you take him down. Take him down. It's your turn.
I don't even want him.
I will use my child, nigga, to get out of fucking Harv's way.
Wow, because you ain't trifling spirit. Because
you
ain't
shit.
And you know,
you, like you said,
this week I have been on okay. Like, I've been worth something. Like, last week I may not have been shit, but today, I've been worth some stuff. So,
That's only because you've been quarantined, nigga. If you was able to move like you fucking normally move, you would still be
no
shit queen.
I've been studying. That's what I've been doing. I've been doing homework and studying and shit.
Ron, let me explain something. Like, your no shitness pops her no shitness because you just use emotion to try to take the heat off your raggedy ass instead of just, like, and then it had the audacity. The audacity and the unmitigated gall. Yeah, I'm using a whole bunch of fucking words tonight.
Jeez.
To come back and try to
I'm
be
so
smart
sorry.
At
I'm
me
so
and say,
I'm so sorry. That sends the shit out of me just now. I'm so sorry. The unmitigated gall.
Gall.
Jeez. Yeah, niggas got problems.
Blame it on, but how dare you?
Oh my God, how old are you? That sounds like something my grandma would say.
How dare you? I just pulled that out of my memory bank.
It's her
bougie
grandma.
Way far out of
my memory. The funny shit is, she about the same age as your grandmother. They about the same age.
Who?
Oh, damn.
No. Nigga, you 47 and a half.
Damn.
47
and I'm not, but okay.
Yes, you are. I bet you got more gray hair than I got.
Nigga, what is it? Either you go tell a wrong age or you go say I got more gray than you got. Which one is it?
You still old. At the end of the day, you're old.
All right, well, we're not disputing.
Okay. Glad that you're being honest about something.
Bunch of bullshit. Iman,
what'd
please
you say
take control. Iman,
what'd
please take control
of
the world. Whoa, you trying to call me a bitch? Okay. What I said under my breath? I ain't saying nothing about you. You talking to me?
What did you say up under your breath, my Mika?
What did I say? I ain't saying nothing under my breath. Like, I ain't scared of you. I say it out loud.
Well, say it out loud, my Mika.
And I'm not scared of you, nigga. What I said under my breath. It's like you trying to punk me. Whoa.
You still ain't said it. So what? Did you say it or not?
What you want me to say? I don't know what you want me to say, but whatever you want me to say, you tell me. I'm saying
for you. Up under your breath. I want you to say whatever you said up under your breath. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Oh, shit. Actually, I do not, because I ain't say shit under my breath, nigga.
Yes, the fuck you did. Now you're going to act like
All right. What did it sound like I said?
I don't know what the fuck you said, but you mumbled something under your breath. I'm saying be a man. Say what the fuck you mean and mean what the fuck you say. What's popping? What's popping?
Just be a man.
Yo. Oh, singing songs. Oh, we got videos?
Nah, you don't. See, this is the problem with your New York City gangster ass. You think because you're New York City,
they
on gangster,
lockdown right now.
Everybody is supposed to be afraid. New York City gangster ass. You know, so like, I'm going to have to let you know that I ain't scared of your New York City gangster ass.
She's bringing out the cows from Indiana and shit.
The fuck are you talking about? First of all.
I'm just telling you, you too light to fight, you too thin to win.
All right, you don't want none of this right here. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm keeping 100 with you. You know what I'm saying? I've been known from time to time to tie females up, hang them upside down, and tickle them until they pee on themselves. So you don't want to fuck with me.
Wow, gangster. How gangster is that? Ooh, I'm shaking in my motherfucking capris right now.
I dare you to let your boyfriend tie you up and tickle you upside down and make you pee. I dare you.
I'm not going to do that shit.
Did she say in her capris?
And her
she
capris.
Said her capris.
Well, actually,
said
I don't have
cool
no capris. I have
a motherfucker. That's what she said. She said
I mean,
she got
I mean,
a capris.
I mean,
yeah,
I thought it was
75 down that motherfucker. That's what she said.
Well, actually, they really capris. They kind of like legging cat slash capris. You know.
Leggings slash capris, nigga. You can't, nigga. Leggings slash capris, like nigga. What the fuck is going on with your wardrobe?
Ron, let me explain something. You don't want no, Ron. You don't want no smoke tonight, partner. You don't want it.
Hmm?
No,
she don't make you watch out.
You don't want no smoke
she don't
tonight.
Make you watch out, break. With your eyelids pierced open.
Nigga, I ain't worried about you giving us a fucking. You just mad that you was giving your CDC report earlier and we was fucking confused about what you were saying. And I was like, listen,
I'm not
I
mad.
Said something,
I'm
but everybody
that.
Else that was
mad.
Listening
I'm
was like, what the fuck is she talking about?
Blah,
you know what I'm saying?
Blah,
I just happened
I
to say something.
What I said. I said what I said, and I said I was going to deaden the issue, and that's what the fuck I did. So now,
and you've been trying to come back at me ever since then. I thought I was misguided when I seen Taylor came back at me earlier. She hit me with the bing, but that was just a bing. Nigga, you've been coming consistent, nigga. I got something for you, though.
No,
I got something. You want
to
shoot people in the pinky.
You be trying to be slick. You be trying to be slick, and I just let you know that ain't nobody falling for that slick shit.
He said the pinky toe.
I ain't scared of you.
He said the pinky toe.
So I'm about to be real ghetto and not take my ice thing. But listen, I'm about to be real ghetto and not take my ice thing to the ice maker. I'm going to take me a glass and get me some ice.
That ain't ghetto, girl. Do what you have to do. Do what you must to survive.
No, it's not ghetto, but it's very fucking short-sighted is what the fuck it is. It's not looking very far into the future.
All that ice, the ice is going to melt. So
she's
being
that's what the fuck it is. It's very short-sighted, nigga. You looking at one cup of juice and two at the most. You ain't looking at that third or fourth cup of juice. You ain't looking at it.
Sorry. You obviously ain't looking at third or fourth cup of juice either.
Mm. Nigga, what the fuck does that mean? What does that mean? Mm.
I don't know what the fuck it mean. I just felt like saying it.
Oh, God.
Yo, you confused me with your fucking third grade comeback. I got a pencil, so you got a pencil.
I can't see.
And she meant that shit, too. She meant it.
You ain't
thinking about the cup of juice either. Like, wait, what?
Yo, I was stuck. I was like, I don't know what to say. Like, you're right. I wasn't thinking about it. I'm not drinking it. What the fuck am I supposed to be drinking about juice for? I'm confused.
I'm just fucking with you, giving you a hard time because you know my fucking
nigga. She says anything I say, yeah, you, nigga, reverse.
I'm being petty. I'm being so
oh, shit. Oh, shit. I'm done. Oh, yeah, nigga, this is fucking ridiculous.
Wow.
This nigga said, I'm going to get a cup of fucking ice. I'm like, well, who the fuck is
a cup of ice?
She's thinking, but she is really thinking smart because you know how, like, you go and you get a cold ice thing, then you don't use all of it, and then that should be just a bad water.
Ladies, I'm going to say something to y'all, and it's from the bottom of my heart. Y'all better fuck with Medisa for as long as she is breathing. You see how she held down some dumb shit and tried to put some fucking sense to it? She held that girl down. She didn't know that do make sense. It do make sense to make three fucking trips to get the same ice you could get through if you take this one trip. Sure, that makes sense.
Because
it's
turning I only wanted one drink. I wasn't going like,
just
I just got
saying.
The juice. That was it. I didn't want to go get anything
I'm
else
just
to drink
saying.
Later.
She got one cup of juice.
Okay, she got all right, so here you go. Here you go. She got the glass and she got the ice. Now listen, the show is over at 12, So after that, she probably gonna go to bed. So therefore, she got a bucket of ice. By the time she got up in the morning, all that ice would have melted, as opposed to her just getting that one cup, so she can have that one cup of juice.
That's a waste.
That's exactly what.
And she ain't gonna be able to drink the water. She just gonna throw it down the drain. That's a waste.
Yes. It's people in countries that don't got no water, so ain't no point of wasting
no
water.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, all that sounds real good. Y'all motherfuckers talking to me like all of us ain't never been in fucking hotels and realize.
That shit right there, you keep us out, and you, I keep coming for your ass. Because you always got something smart to say, you slick ass. Mouth talking ass. New York City ass.
Tell us why you mad, son.
See what I mean? That bullshit right there.
Yo, niggas be holding shit in for real. Be held that animosity for weeks and months and shit. And then let it out on the first day of spring. On the fucking, you know what I'm saying?
It would not, okay, Ron, you know that we have always had a love-hate relationship. And you bought your raggedy ass on the air tonight, and you just say, hey, girlfriend. Yeah, I'm checking you about that, too, so I got to hold that.
She in her feels for real.
First of all, I came on late, so when I came on late, I didn't want to interrupt you because you were in the middle of talking. And then I realized you wasn't just talking, you was in the middle of bumping your motherfucking gums. So I really didn't want to interrupt you then.
why you have to put an emphasis on bumping your motherfucking gums?
Same reason you put an emphasis on I really ain't shit. Like, my ain't shit is worse than her ain't shit. Same reason you put an emphasis
there.
Absolutely worse. We emphasize what we want to emphasize.
We already determined by an overwhelming majority vote.
Unanimous
that
decision.
You are the first person unanimously decided that your raggedy New York City ass is going to hell first. You are going to bust hell wide open.
Raising my hand, because we did. Because in the beginning, when I was talking about the little lunch number, and you was talking
about, you said,
so what if you got a little retarded kid that don't know his number, his lunch number, do he have letters in it? So that was earlier in the show, we determined you was going to hell. So therefore,
right, because you got a regular third grader, boom. So a regular third grader, their number is 03127202020. Boom. I get it.
Jesus, if you say the number, when you wear a helmet,
think alive. Or when your jacket zip up in the back, right? If you were one of those classes, your number is zero question mark until the 302020 asterisk R-R-E-E-R-R-E-E.
Oh, fuck. Listening to you makes me feel like I should go to church and repent. Because you are the devil. I am convinced that you are the reject spawn of Satan.
I'm saying, when you first look at the number, you see that question mark, and you know something's wrong automatically.
Shut up.
Wait a minute. These ain't just numbers.
I can't.
These niggas got question marks. And then you see the Tilda, you're like, wait, is he Spanish? Is it Rique?
Oh,
he is
my God. Stop it. You are going to hell. I swear you're going to hell. Going to hell. Like, you're going to hell, and I don't want to have to go to, I don't want to have to go to heaven, be in there having to give account as to why I knew your ass, and why I, like, I don't want to have to, so just stop talking right now, because you're going to hell. Because I don't want to have to try to explain to God why. I just don't. I can't. Mm-mm. Shut up.
Well, I'm not going to go to hell
while you're here.
And then,
no, me,
I mean,
the thing
I
is this,
I there's
will,
nothing
I
that I
God
do
I
that
him.
Can make you ladies go to hell. There's nothing that I could do. I mean, come on. Y'all giving
no,
me entirely
said,
too much credit.
I don't want to go to, I don't want to have to go to heaven and explain to God why you was, you know, like, why is that person your friend? Like he,
wait, wait. You said you
heaven.
Don't want to go to heaven and explain to God. Who the fuck said you was going
nope.
to heaven? What? Where the fuck did that
you
come from?
Because I am. Because I'm going right to heaven.
See, already you fucking starting the whole argument off on the wrong foot. I want to go to heaven.
Donald,
you ain't got to worry about that, nigga. You ain't got to worry about that. You ain't going that direction.
Well, if I were to be going to hell, I definitely wouldn't be going to the depth
yeah,
of hell.
Like,
no. Going.
Okay, that may be true. That may be true.
Now I might. Be
you may go to the part of heaven, the part of hell where the air conditioning is broke. You know what I'm saying? I'm going
mm-hmm.
to the part of hell where there's a fire pit.
Mm. I'm not going to hell. No, I'm not. I will not be going to hell.
Whatever.
But you,
all right, now
we're
having fairy tale talk. No doubt.
Right,
let's do it. Mm-hmm.
Rat to
yeah.
hell.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
yeah,
I got a royalty payment. Okay. How much it was? Probably a dollar.
Yeah. So yeah. Did anybody watch that that video I sent to the office?
Which one?
So that would be a no, nigga. What video have you ever watched?
No.
That I sent to the office?
I didn't.
The one
with
old boy telling
video,
you how
video.
To about the corona.
Oh, I didn't watch all of it. I'm
all right.
sorry. I was in the middle of class.
So basically,
and it was 41
basically
minutes
what he was saying. Time. I didn't watch it all, neither,
I
nigga.
Wasn't.
That's why I'm not throwing no stones.
It.
Trust me.
I didn't watch it.
Basically, what
right
I don't think it was 41 minutes. It wasn't that long, but he was saying similar
it
to what Medisa was saying, how it the virus doesn't live in warm places very well. So
right,
basically what he was saying is he was giving you a treatment to use to go up in your nostrils and kill it, you know what I'm saying, behind the nasal ducts. But I say all that to say
what?
That I really believe, let me not say believe, I'm really
I really wish he would have put his shirt on because I don't need to see this. This is a whole bird chest. He looks like my son around the chest.
You stupid.
I'm sorry.
You see, this
I
is why.
I wasn't
this,
look like
I'm
that
sorry.
Shit.
Look like if he breathes.
I'm
look
sorry.
Like if he breathes too hard, it's about to cave in.
This nigga is petty.
I was
and
not.
Funny.
I'm sorry. I forgot I wasn't on. I wasn't on mute. I'm sorry. Kevin, I'm sorry.
See, nigga, that's the re-petty. I fuck with
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh shit, I'm about to choke.
I'm sorry.
Oh shit. You are just so silly.
I'm sorry about that.
No, you're really not though, but it's good.
He really just could have put his shirt on, though. I'm just saying. Nobody needs
to. I ain't gonna lie to you though. I ain't gonna lie to you though. I said the same thing. Like, come on, Dredd.
That's just like one of them chicks that be talking about something like when they do like their little vlogs or whatever. But it's like your shirt, like your cleavage is showing, like your shirt all the way down to your belly button, so you see nothing but titties. And it's like, what you so what we like? What you talking
I'm
about?
I'm gonna start wearing shit like
is,
that. I'm gonna start wearing stuff like that.
Seem like you almost got to be showing something. These motherfucking people around.
Listen, at the rate that this country is going, I'm about 2 minutes away from getting the OnlyFans page. I promise you, 2 minutes. 2 minutes. If I get another bill this month, that's it. I'm starting the OnlyFans page. I promise you.
Y'all seen what
sure.
I'm talking about, nigga? Dick Dash. Nigga, stop playing.
You ain't shit.
Stop playing. I'm dropping off dick for anybody who can fucking cash at
you
me $47.50. Dick Dash.
20. Wait, what is he?
47,
how much?
40, he said
47.50.
47.50. Okay. Not even
I'm
a full
done.
48, but 47.50.
Okay. Not even a full 50, honey. He said, "I'm gonna get my $40.
I mean, but that's like for the appetizer dick. That ain't the whole meal dick. You know what I'm saying? That's like, you know what I'm saying,
oh
like spring
rolls. That ain't the dulce.
Motherfucker,
that's
right
not the
here.
Dulce.
Right, she get some spring rolls and some fries
not
for $47.50. Right, you ain't getting no gravy
spring
or nothing like
fries.
That.
Okay.
Yeah, you ain't getting
wow.
no real sustenance. You know what I'm saying? You
it's
got to know what I'm saying
period.
At least.
You get, that's the dollar menu.
I'm just saying. That's the dollar menu. Thank
man.
You. Ding, ding, ding. You got it. Right. That's the dollar dick menu.
Dollar menu dick. Okay. Got it.
Yeah. Okay.
But in these that I have, you know what? I'm going to set my book off of Amazon, Kindle, because these motherfuckers be cheating me. Oh, I'm sorry out loud. Just keep this little motherfucker money.
Okay.
This shit don't even matter. Oh, I'm sorry.
See, she wasn't on mute either, see? We gotta do better.
I'm sorry. Oh.
We gotta do better.
Y'all are terrible.
Okay, y'all really think that this little
Panther.
Orange is gonna send us this little $1,000, $2,000, whatever?
Hell no.
Yep.
Hell to the no. I think that was something that they made up to shut everybody up. Because this is an election year, and we gotta vote. So now it's like, hey, let me just go on and make these people feel good and tell them what they want to hear.
And you know, right?
You're gonna
and
have to do everything and get them 52 DNA samples before you get that damn money.
He stole, and then he stole the idea. From what I understand, what was the little Andrew? What was his name? The little Asian guy
Lang.
That was
Yang.
Yang or something like that.
His last name
remember
was Yang.
He said that he
I'm,
told,
I'm not. I don't.
Yeah,
I don't he, know. But I know who you're talking about. But I can't remember his name. Poor little Ting Ting.
It's Andrew
Damn.
Yang. Yes, Yang.
Did you call
yeah.
the nigga
Yang?
Little
okay,
Ting Ting?
Yeah,
yes,
yeah little
oh
Ting Ting. I'm sorry.
So he had proposed one of the things that he was gonna do. I don't remember if he had said it was like a monthly thing, but remember he said that he would propose giving every American $1,000, basically to kind of continue to stimulate the economy, you know, give people money, you know, to keep things going. So I feel like you kind of piggybacked off of him because he wasn't in the race anymore. Like, it's really hard to have faith or trust in this motherfucker that is he's a liar and he's a horrible human being. He's a horrible human being. Like this fucking like how insensitive can you be to call this shit a Chinese what do you say? It's a Chinese virus and then the motherfucker
yeah the Chinese virus. And then when asked about it this idiot gonna say, well it came from China. Like that's not what you say, you dummy.
Right, and then he
you know
gonna
what?
Say,
"You know what? Let's keep it 100. Let's keep it 100.
What did you say? More people that weren't dying are dying before. What was that quote? Do y'all remember that other quote he said? Like some bullshit.
Yes.
Like this, I don't understand.
But
like,
what the fuck is he saying that's any different in reality than what any other fucking president has said or done?
Oh, a whole lot of difference because it at the end of the day, it's about his. First of all, he's dumb as fuck. He doesn't have common sense. You know what I mean? He lacks tact. He lacks respect. Right? Yeah. We know that there are politicians on some level are going to blow smoke up our ass. Right? They're going to appeal to the people. Right? They're going to say the
yep.
shit that you want to hear. That's just like a motherfucker trying to get in your draw. Just like a nigga trying to fuck, they're going to say just what you want to hear to get what they want. Right? Okay, yeah, we know that. But on some level, there's a level of humanness, right? And a level of compassion, a level of just being a person, right, that some of these have. But this man, we talking about you're grabbing pussies, it's okay. Like everything that he has done, there's always been some scandal behind some bullshit. And the problem is that these people have put this fucker in office and, you know, he continually just proves the level of fucking
lack of respect that he has for people, and he proves that he is unfit to lead anybody. How the fuck can a man whose all his companies go bankrupt lead a fucking nation? Like, who says ignorant shit like that? Like, it's just dumb. And you know what I mean? Even if that's what the fuck you think. Like, people always try to say, oh, well, people, you know, they want to try to Obama bash, right? I loved Obama. Let me tell you something. If he knew exactly what to say when he needed to say it. He wouldn't have said no dumb shit like that, even if the fuck he was thinking some shit like that. This bug, this buffoon of a fucking president that we have, you know what I mean? It says shit, just blurts out shit. And I think the motherfucker lied about his coronavirus. I think he's fucking positive. Did you hear that motherfucker giving a speech? First of all, he already sounded nasally and fucked up as it is. So, but it seemed a little bit worse. He seemed like he was really struggling really hard to communicate. That motherfucker probably got it. How the fuck you been in contact with all these people, and your old ass is in the age category where it can, and you have pre-existing conditions. You try to say that you're healthy. You're not fucking healthy. We can look at your motherfucking ass and say you're not healthy. You're orange. Orange. And your hair is thinning. Something's wrong with you. Yeah. You're fucked up. So we know you are horrible. Like, you're not in good health. So come on. Tell me that you did not. There's no way. And then another thing with that, most people, from what I understand, it takes about a couple of days or more for you to get the test back. Like, all of a sudden, y'all don't get the test back in 24 hours? No, you're lying, sir. And they're covering it up. I don't trust this fucking society, this government. I don't trust none of this shit. We got a buffoon in office. We got a...
Not a buffoon.
We have a TV celebrity. Celebrity apprentice. Celebrity apprentice. We have a reality TV star as our fucking president. Making all the decisions for our country. Healthcare. Our money. You know what I mean? It's bad. It's horrible. Yeah. And I feel sorry for just the fact that we are in this condition. This is the man who leads us. I was so disgusted when when he said the China virus. Like, really, fucker? That's disrespectful. Like, even if it did fucking originate in China, who says that?
No, it's something that's been around, but it's, come on.
Well, they said it was a novel virus. So the virus was originally in animals. It mutated and it was able to become a human virus because of the RNA, not the DNA. But that's neither here nor there.
That's what she was trying to tell y'all earlier, but Ron was busy being an asshole.
Say it louder for the people in the back, Patty.
Okay, I'm going to say it again. So that's what she was trying to tell y'all earlier, but Ron was on the phone being an asshole, so she wasn't able to get through it. But I was listening.
That's what novel virus means. It means that it's because of the RNA, not DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Flu is DNA. Influenza is DNA. Coronavirus is RNA. That's the problem.
Okay.
But
I
that's
got
neither
you.
Here nor there. Neither here nor there. That's why I was talking about the monkey, but you know, you didn't watch the movie, so we don't know nothing about the monkey. It's basically the monkey bit a person and the person got the virus in outbreak. And then the person, you know, transmitted the virus by coughing and shit. Just like this coronavirus. So what you know. Yeah, but yeah, we got a buffoon in office and, you know, calling it the China virus, and it's just and we have mass hysteria. People just are going crazy. I really feel sorry for these children who our seniors in high school, and they're being forced to not be able to be in school and make memories with their friends that they're not going to probably, you know, they're going to all go on and do different things. It's really unfortunate. I really feel for the healthcare workers who are in positions, first responders, people who can't take off of work because they have to be in this shit. I feel really bad for people like Taylor who are in, you know what I'm saying, the restaurant service industry. You know, they depend on these businesses being open. That's how they make their money. You know, like there's no relief. I feel for these people just because it's unfortunate that it's come to this. But, if sometimes, you know, I would rather somebody fucking overreact in the beginning, you know, before the shit gets out of control, than to wait and then have to try to get behind, you know, try to get in front of the eight ball. Because basically when I look at it, it's like we are behind the eight ball with this thing. China maybe had, you know, they done things a little bit different. I believe that, like when you had mentioned that the spread of it has, you know, the number of cases, and I didn't notice that. There's been like a sharp decline in the number of cases. But, you know what I'm saying, what seems extreme to us because, you know, China locked their people down in the beginning. You know what I mean? Like, let's just think about the fact that their cases are going down. Meanwhile, over here, our cases are going up. Every hour, every minute, there's another person who's diagnosed with this shit. And the scary part about it is we don't know enough about it. It can change rapidly. You know what I mean? So I say, you know, it's affecting people. You know, I know, like, knowing that Imaj now, she has to come home from training because of this shit. Knowing Taylor ain't working because of this shit. You know, knowing that a friend of mine has been affected and is in quarantine in the hospital because of this shit. Knowing that another friend of mine said someone in her family tested positive for this shit. Listening to these members call in and talk about they don't know what to do. They're afraid, you know, and they're, you know, they're locked down and they can't afford to pay their fucking health insurance premiums because they've been laid off of work indefinitely because of this shit, you know. And all it is that people could just do little simple stuff, you know, universal precautions. Wash your fucking hands. If you're sick, keep your raggedy ass at home. You know, and then at the same time, our country is responsible because we don't allow enough sick days. Like, these states have fucking regulations, like the Raggedy Act, like Arizona. You have to work, and for every third, and most states are like this. There are very few states, that, from what I understand, that give you your sick time up front. Most of the time, they have passed these stupid-ass laws that you have to work so many hours before you obtain so many hours. Like, for instance, Arizona. For every 30 hours you work, you accrue 1 hour of sick time. Right. So basically,
that's how it is. That's how it is at my job. So, like,
2 hours.
We have to work 40 hours to get 1 hour of sick time. But the issue is that during the fall, that's easy to do. That's so easy to do because there's so much to do. But as it gets warm, like the summer months, like we run out of things. Like, This month would have been the last month for hockey. So that was pretty much our season. Like, next month, in April, there's only 5 events for the month. You're not going to get any. You're not making any sick time.
Exactly.
You're not making
why
any sick time
not,
at all.
Why, exactly. I feel like it should be given to you up front. See, part of the problem is we fucking do shit backwards in this country. It's fucked up. It's wrong. It's just ridiculous. Like, you gotta, like, even just the fact that, like, thinking about how short-term disability and regular, like, disability, like, if a person has, like, issues, medical issues, like, you gotta jump through fucking hoops to get approved for disability. Meanwhile, you know what I mean, you're homeless and losing, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got all this fucking money to do stupid shit, but yet it's so many people that's homeless, you know what I'm saying? Like, people going to work sick because they don't have no other fucking alternative. Like, why the fuck can't you just give people their sick time up front? Let's just say you decide, okay, you get 40 hours. You get 40 hours of sick time. That's what you get, right, up front. then you allow a person to be responsible. So if I burn through my 40 fucking hours of sick time, right, before the next year, then that's my issue. I can't blame you as my employer, right? So if I get sick and I can't, you know what I mean, I can't take off, it's not your fault. I need to be responsible enough to use that shit wisely. But the problem is, and these fucking employers, it's all about money, and the bottom line, they so cheap, they don't want to pay that shit out. The fact that you got to work, like my job, you got to work 30 hours, well, it's Arizona, should I say. You have, because my company, actually, the crazy part about this, y'all, is my company literally just changed policy, which I'm pissed off, because our headquarters is based in New York. So we was going off of the New York stuff. So it was a lot, it was a whole lot different. Like the way that our sick time was working before, and they, at the beginning of the year, they changed this shit and put it toward the Arizona standards. So now you got to work 30 hours. Like where before, we was literally getting, per pay period, we were getting an allotted amount of sick time, which I get, I understand that, and that was great. You know what I'm saying? I still would want it up front, but at least it was more than what, you know what I'm saying? Like we were still getting it, no matter if you worked or not.
Mm-hmm.
If you, even if you was like on a leave, you were still accruing that time because it was based on your pay period, right? Versus now, if you don't work, like I was out of work for 3 weeks, right? I didn't get no sick time during that 3 weeks. So I come in with the same amount of sick time I had before. And if I don't work 30 hours because, let's just say something happens, take a couple of hours off of my sick time. Bullshit. So fundamentally, people are not able to see. And there are some people who just don't care, you know what I mean, and they're going to come out regardless. They don't care if they're sick. You know, we all know those people, just like the same pride group of people that don't fucking wash their hands when they go to the bathroom. They digging, or you pull up to a fucking stoplight and this motherfucker next to you is all digging in their nose, digging for gold. This same motherfucker is going to pull up at the gas station, touch the door, go in there, you know, touch the fountain, the soda thing, you know what I mean, get him a fountain drink from Circle K, go up to the cash register, touch the counter, you know what I mean, like give the cash person some money, or touch the fucking, you know, swipe their card and touch the motherfucking machine, putting their fucking PIN number in. So the same nasty bastard that was just digging in their nose, digging for gold, you know what I'm saying, got all kind of fucking germs and shit on their fingers, and they go, you know what I mean? So it's a big, vicious cycle. You know what I mean? It's like, we damned if we do, damned if we don't. We got fucked up people in the world who don't give a fuck and don't care about, you know, doing the right thing. Like, wash your fucking hands. Don't be digging in your nose. If you got to dig in your nose, goddamn it, wash your hands. Get some hand sanitizer. Do something. If you fucking sneeze or cough, do it in your fucking elbow, please, in the bend of your arm. Don't just blurt that shit out so everybody can, you know, I don't want your germs. It's and like in my understanding, people go to the bathroom and don't wash their hands. Like it's women at my job, like when I be going to the bathroom, I'm thinking to myself, like you just came out the stall and you didn't wash your hands. Like, and then you go in the bathroom, it's like you didn't flush the toilet or you pissed all over the seat. Like, lady, what's the problem? You're nasty. And I gotta walk in there, you know what I'm saying? And I'd be damned if I'm gonna wipe piss up off you. I'm not cleaning your piss up off the seat. I'm gonna walk out that motherfucking bathroom and go to another one. But it's just we live in a society where people just don't give a fuck. They don't care about the next person. They don't think about that kind of stuff. Like, bitch, wash your hands. You nasty.
We're not like that on this show. We care about the next person.
We
care
we do
so
care
much
about the next
that
person.
We let you talk for 8 fucking hours straight, okay?
And you want to watch me come to your ass.
Oh my God. Why? Why?
Okay, I'm done.
Don't be done, nigga. We joking. Keep going, girlfriend.
I'm done. No, I'm not.
Well, we don't
talk
about oh, 66. Medisa, you hear that? Now you girlfriend. You hear that? Now you girlfriend.
Yeah, he's trying to sweet talk me now with his raggedy ass. That's
you
just
a
that
troublemaking ass nigga, Taylor. Yo, I saw
no,
a word
no,
you a fucking
true.
Troublemaking ass
truth.
Nigga.
You raggedy.
You hear that, Medisa?
You
hear that, Medisa?
Yep, she right. She keeps me on my P's and Q's. That's what your girls are supposed to do for you. They're supposed to make sure you don't fall for the okie doke, fall for that bullshit. Raggedy ass.
Nigga, I was the
ass,
one telling them to
gangsta.
Hold you down because you, know what I'm
yeah,
saying, heard some bullshit and you held your girl down. That's what you do. I fucks with you.
That's what you say now. You're a bastard.
I mean, not just any kind of bastard.
Ronald.
Lord have mercy.
We have company.
Who the fuck is company?
Oh, it was a joke, nigga. Oh.
Lord.
It was a joke.
Because I don't take my hair down.
Ronald.
I don't take my hair down. I'm looking a mess. Tell them they can't come in. Sit outside.
Who's trying to come in?
The social distancing.
Who's you trying to come in your
company?
Room?
Yeah.
Company? Oh, I said they got. Oh, I said that. Oh, yeah, I was just being. You know, because he
was doing
okay.
And I'm mad
you know
that you
it's
couldn't
midnight.
Follow
it's
what you said. You know what? Okay. It's time to cue the white lady.
Well,
it's time to cue the white lady. She couldn't even follow her own statement.
In my defense, blame it on the alcohol.
Oh, God, here we go. Okay, we're going to bed.
And then she go, who tried to go in your room? Who got company?
I didn't. I had a moment. Like, I'm entitled to have a moment now.
Every time?
We have a moment.
Every
I had a moment.
Week. Okay.
Yeah. No, I don't have a moment every week. Ain't this some shit y'all turning on me? Ron, what have you done? You turning these people against me.
What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. You're turning the people against me.
I don't know what you're talking about, son. I'm over
my
here, you know what I'm saying? I heard what the fuck you said. That don't mean I don't know what you're talking about. What the fuck? I heard you one of the seven times you said it. I heard
what
you. I still don't know what the fuck you're talking about, though.
It's your fault.
You're repeating this shit. I didn't say K.
Did you say
Kay?
You didn't say Kay?
Kay.
Like Kay? Q-U-E? Kay? Kay?
Kay?
Like K-U in fucking little Puerto Rico. Fucking, you know what I'm saying? North
like
Mexico.
K-S,
Kay,
like
nigga.
K-S to Nama? Like K-S to... Like...
I'm going to bed.
Saying,
you,
fucking,
really?
You know what I'm saying? Spanish Vania.
I'm going to bed. I'm about to go to bed because I got to be up early in the morning to drive home. I'm going
you
to
ain't
bed.
Got shit to do. You ain't got listen. They told
I
you
drive home.
We don't want you for a few weeks.
See, didn't you
and I'm going
her
home.
You got to fucking drive home. She said she's going home. And she has to drive.
I heard
drive
what the fuck she
get...
said. Are you her echo, nigga? Is that what you is?
Well,
you
no,
fucking
you
like
you
Penny Hardaway and you little Penny, nigga?
Confused.
What the fuck is going on?
You seem to be a little confused. Did you not hear what she said? She said it clearly that she was going to bed because she has to drive
home. She said it what?
Home.
Clearly? What the fuck she said? What?
Ron, why do you have to be a thorn in my side? Like, why do you have to be the bane of my fucking existence? What the fuck is wrong with you? She has to drive, so she said she's going to bed. What part of it don't you understand?
Yeah, I don't know where all this, you know what I'm saying, tension and hostility is coming from, but I think you know what I'm saying, need to go, you know what I'm saying, get some